Scripture this morning as we begin. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. Let's sing along with this video this morning. It begins with "Come and See."
Come and see the inconceivable, and believe the unbelievable. God has come to dwell with us. God is Son, born through Adam's earth, promised one, fulfilling ancient words. God has come to dwell with us. The mystery of your grace, though our minds can't take it in, Lord, our hearts are filled with praise. You will heal the unhealable. He will save the unsaved. God has come to dwell.
the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Last week, we visited the scripture where the angel came and visited Joseph. And remember the story? Joseph, having been visited in a dream by an angel, woke, and he went and did exactly what the angel had commanded him to do. Angels have always had a large part in accomplishing God's plan. And today we're also going to read the scripture and hear a message from God's Word on the angelic visit to Mary by the angel Gabriel. Just like Joseph was troubled at what he heard, Mary too was troubled at what she heard, that she would conceive of the Holy Spirit and bring forth a son. These were troubling words. But in her heart, the Bible says that she answered, "May it be to me as you have said. What a wonderful prayer for any of us as we contemplate what God is inviting us to, His blessing. Let's sing together.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning.
In the morning when I rise, every day is a new day of opportunity. Every day is a new day of saying yes to God. Let's do that this morning. To make it so clear in our minds this morning. The decisions that we face are really not about finances, really not about whether we get the car repaired or not tomorrow. What we wear tomorrow, what we eat, all of the small decisions in life, we thank you, Lord, that it's really not about those things. Although they're important and they will eventually be problems and situations and decisions that we must answer and face. The first and primary acknowledgement this morning is that as we come before you, we acknowledge you as our God, our Creator, who has created us with loving design and purpose. And Lord, when we messed up creation, you didn't throw it out. You didn't wipe us off the face of the earth, but rather you made a plan that involved you giving everything. And Lord, as we come together today, we acknowledge that it is in Jesus Christ that we are saved and Him alone. Thank you, Lord, for putting that in front of our eyes this morning, that we can get that right. And somehow everything else will work its way out As your word says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Today, Lord, we do come before you grateful that you welcome us into your presence. And Lord, we choose Jesus. We choose you this morning. It's confusing in the holiday season. So many things to distract our attention away. It's strange that a season that is called Christmas, and you can be lost in all the glitter and all the lights. And instead, we must draw away to a place of quiet stillness, represented by your stable, where you were born in Bethlehem, a far out of the way place. So, Lord, we draw away in our minds and our souls today and choose Jesus. We choose Jesus as the shepherds did, and we choose Jesus as the wise men did to worship. And Lord, we choose to prioritize your life. As we live our life, Lord, may you be praised. Thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord, as we continue to worship you. Set our minds on you in Jesus' name. Amen. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Let's sing that first verse one more time. In the morning when I rise.
In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
You can have.
You can have all this world.
Seated. The ushers will be coming around to receive your morning tithes and offerings, and there'll be a video that will be playing as the offering is received.
Mary, my betrothed, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen, and the sweetest smile.
I'm the Lord's servant.
Please!
Lady, I believe your son is the promised king of his people. What is his name?
His name is Jesus.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy
baptized me?
Would your baby boy would give sight to the blind man.
Peter, Mary, where is my son?
You know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand. Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where
your baby boy is Lord of all creatures.